In Houston, 43,000 baseball fans went to the ballpark yesterday to watch the home team Astros play the Atlanta Braves in Game 4 of the National League Division Series. Those fans got a lot more than they'd bargained for. The Braves were down 2-1 in the best-of-5 series, and they seemed to have extended their lease on life. They had a 6-1 lead until the 8th inning. They still had a 6-5 lead with 2 out in the bottom of the 9th inning. Then the Astros tied it up and won the game in the bottom of the 18th, 5 hours and 50 minutes of postseason baseball. Sports columnist Richard Justice of the Houston Chronicle joins us. And Richard Justice, a day of legends created for Houston baseball?
Yeah, I think it was one of those days that if you go to the ballpark, you'll be telling your kids about it. You will be saying, I was part of something special. I think, you know, this happens sometimes in sports. There's a point in there where you realize you're a part of more than a game, and I think the players on both teams understood that at some point.
Okay, some heroes in that game.
Absolutely.
Starting with?
Starting with Roger Clemens, the greatest pitcher you or I have ever seen. He had pitched 2 days earlier in Atlanta, thrown 92 pitches. You know, one interesting thing is on days he's not pitching, Roger does not wear his game jersey. He wears a warm-up jacket. He keeps his game jersey under lock and key in the back because his memorabilia tends to disappear during games, and he had to go back and get his jersey out from lock and key and take some warm-up tosses with his son and go down to the bullpen. He ends up entering the game as a pinch hitter. Through 3 innings on 2 days rest, was throwing 94 miles an hour, got the win.
This is a guy, Roger Clemens, who's retired.
Yeah, retired a couple of times. At the end of the 2002 season, he thought his body felt so bad, he was hoping to come back to the Yankees, get 7 more wins, be a 300-game winner, and he could ride off into the Texas sunset. He makes his home in Houston. Then after he felt so good after 03, and his best friend Andy Pettitte decided to come home. He's a Houston native, too, and signed with the Astros, and Roger was taken out of retirement. Roger Clemens signing with the Astros meant more than I probably could tell you. You know, he came from the New York Yankees, a team with 26 championships, and comes to a team that in 42 years had never even won a postseason round of any kind. So he changed everything. He brought them a confidence. That, more than anything, is what he brings when he steps out on the mound.
Now, Roger Clemens never would have gotten into this game but for a home run with 2 out in the bottom of the 9th inning by not one of the great home run hitters in baseball, the catcher Brad Ausmus.
Yeah, it's an amazing story. He's a Dartmouth grad. He's one of the best teammates you can have in baseball. He's universally respected around the game for his work with pitchers, but he's not a great hitter. It's 2 outs. The game is over. People in the stands are looking around to pick up their belongings to leave, and he hits a ball that's 6 inches above the yellow line in left center field and ties the game. And as it goes out, you know, the Braves had a 5-0 lead, a 6-1 lead going into the 8th inning. The Braves give the ball to their closer, Kyle Farnsworth. Lance Berkman hits a grand slam, and it makes it interesting. But then you're 1 out away from winning, and everyone thinks it's over. You mean these things don't happen? I think it was at that point where you go, wow, this is something special.
While this was an historic, a day of which legends will be made for Houston Astro fans, this is another postseason disappointment for the Atlanta Braves, who by some standards are the most successful franchise of the past 10 years.
Robert, they're the most admired team in all of baseball. 14 straight first-place finishes. That doesn't happen. They've done it with a different mix of players every year. But you're right, they don't. In this string of 14 straight first-place finishes, they only have 1 World Series. And, you know, is there something missing? I don't think so. I think they just haven't been lucky or haven't been good at the right time of the year.
Well, Richard Justice, sports columnist for the Houston Chronicle, thanks a lot for talking with us.
Thank you, Robert.